1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I would like to comment on the current state of U.S. Special Forces ops in the Afghan theater, if I could.
You want? All right. Are you in the military, sir?
Well, that's always a question that kind of tenses me up.
And if you're in an office or on a speakerphone, could you get off of that?
I'm sorry, hold on. Close the door.
You said that question, I asked you if you're in the military, so the question tenses you up?
That is correct.
Why?
I am virtually in the military. I coach football, which I'm a tactician, a strategist.
You coach football where?
If you'd do me the favor not interrupting me, I'd appreciate it.
Well, you said you're a football coach?
I'm not a football coach, per se. I'm a football coach, tactician, strategist. That's what we do as football coaches. We are tacticians, and we are strategists. So to say I'm a football coach is, many of us find that offensive.
Oh, well, let's get back to what we're talking about here. You wanted to comment on the Afghan theater, on what's going on with the special U.S. forces, correct?
Yes, I do.
What did you want to say?
What I want to say is, the United States military is doing a disservice to football coaches, tacticians, and strategists across this country because I have contacted them, or at least tried to make contact, and I haven't gotten a phone call back. And I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon. And I know there are other football tacticians and strategists and coaches out there who haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon either.
And what are you asking them to do?
If I may be allowed to finish...
I'm going to allow you to finish, but I want you to tell me what it is that you want the Pentagon to do for football coaches and...
I don't see... There you go again.
And all right, well, football coaches and strategists and tacticians, what do you want them to do?
I would like them to contact or at least have the common courtesy to return a phone call because we are not being utilized. There is a treasure trove of information. There is a treasure trove of a gold mine of knowledge that the football coach tactician in this country could help the military with. Because right now, I will tell you, this thing is FUBAR. And I don't know...
All right, FUBAR is a military term for...
Well, I'm too much of a gentleman to tell
you. All right, but it's effed up beyond all recognition.
That is correct. And the whole thing looks FUBAR. Now, what I am saying is... I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon or that.
You've mentioned, did you call the Pentagon, sir? What is your name, by the way?
My name is Vernon, Phil.
All right, Vernon, did you get a call? Did you call the Pentagon? Did you call the Joint Chiefs? Have you made any?
I have made several efforts to contact both Donald Rumsfeld, who is our Secretary of Defense, as well as the Joint Chief Chairman, as well as a variety of the heads of the services. It's beyond me why they have not utilized thousands and thousands of tacticians and strategists that are right here in their own backyard so that we can get this thing kicked off in Afghanistan and so that it isn't so FUBAR. But I haven't gotten so much as a go to hell.
Yeah, I know, from the Pentagon and from the guys, because you are a football coach, right?
Are you trying to piss me off?
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm asking you, what do you call yourself?
I call myself what all high school football coaches call themselves, tacticians and strategists. And wouldn't you think that in this country...
I've never heard of a football coach calling himself that.
Well, are you a football coach, sir?
No, I am not.
Well, then I guess you don't know what you're... You know, you open your mouth on some things that you don't know nothing about.
All right, so the football coaches across America are going to help the American military in plotting strategy and operational art and tactics and everything else in Afghanistan.
Say that as if we have nothing to offer. You say that.
Well, I don't know how football associates itself with the military.
I don't even know where to begin with a stupid comment like that.
Okay, look, you know, we can do this nice, or we can do this the hard way.
Well, it's patently ignorant to say that football has nothing to do with military strategy. It's patently stupid. There are thousands of football coaches across this country that could get this thing in Afghanistan rolling without this FUBAR.
What is FUBAR about what's going on? My understanding is they sent the special forces in association with the British.
Okay, right there. Why do we need... That's an insult that I can't even... Oh, man. The fact that the British... Are you trying to tell me that they know more about it than we do? You've got thousands of football coaches who haven't gotten so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon, and we're letting the British are telling us how to do this,
And hold on, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Vernon, right?
Yes, sir.
Vernon what?
Phil, my name is Vernon Dozier. I'm the head football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And what you're telling me is the football coaches, strategists, tacticians have not received a comment, have not received any invitation, have not received any calls from any military in this country because you guys could help to plot this thing in Afghanistan. And you're making a long leap here between sports and the military. And
well, you know something, sir? There are millions and millions of football coaches across this country who would beg to differ with you. And I guess you don't like football.
I love football. I live for Sunday afternoon.
Well, Friday night is my night, and that's high school football in America. And I would tell you this much. If we don't get the common courtesy of a phone call from the Pentagon, what do you think the American people would think about this, Phil?
Well, don't you think the Pentagon's got a few more fish to fry right now than to call up high school football coaches?
What do you think the American people would do, Mr. Hendry? I'm just going to go right by your comment, okay, because I want to make mine.
So you don't want to hear what I've got to say?
I just want to ask you, what do you think the American people would do if all of a sudden there wasn't any high school football on Friday night? Because the football coaches, strategists and tacticians across this country had finally had it up to here with being treated like we're just garbage and being ignored at a time when our country could use our tactical and strategical knowledge. We haven't gotten so much as
a go to hell?
Yes, sir, from the Pentagon, that is right.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that because you've been beating that one into the ground.
You know...
Mike, did you talk to our screener?
I talked to a man before I talked to you, yeah.
And what did you tell him?
I said, and I will say it again, that I have personally been insulted by not having so much as been consulted on how to operate this FUBAR operation they got going on over there in the Afghani region.
And you are a football... Do you have any military training?
Yes, I do.
Where?
I'm a football coach.
No, I mean, do you have any military training in the military?
Mister, apparently you're not hearing anything I'm saying.
So in other words, your football coaching career is tantamount to military experience.
You know something?
Is that right? Your football coaching career?
You know something? I was on my knees last Friday night after we beat Mountain Christian. And I looked across the field. And I saw my team going off the field.
All right, you're going to tell me a story here. But I want to know...
I knew just then what Napoleon must have felt like during the agonizing retreat from Moscow. The way the Germans...
Well, what, did you lose the game?
Yeah, we lost that game. And you know something? You almost sound happy that we did.
I don't know you from Adam, sir. I don't know who you are.
Then why would you gleefully ask me?
I'm not gleefully asking if you lost the game. I'm saying you lost the game. You're comparing losing last Friday night's game. Who was it?
I coached for Belmar Academy.
Who were you playing?
Mountain Christian.
You lost to Mountain Christian, and you compare that to Napoleon's agonizing retreat through the snow from Moscow.
Apparently, you don't know anything about military tactics or strategy, and I haven't gotten so much as a...
Let me guess, a go-to-hell from the Pentagon and a phone call, is that right? Hello?
I'm trying to keep my temper here.
Look, maybe there's something I don't get or I don't understand about a football coach being consulted by the Pentagon. The Pentagon, the United States military headquarters, needs to...
That's exactly right. They need to get with the tacticians and strategists who coach football. There's strategy all over the place on Friday nights and Saturday nights. This country is blanketed, draped with strategy. And why won't they call and ask us about it? I'll tell you why they won't call and ask us about it. Because many of them in the military don't want to be showed up. A lot of them are past their time. A lot of them should put their papers in. And perhaps they don't know what they're doing, because I think the whole thing's FUBAR.
Yeah, you've used the FUBAR reference here for a long time. And you've also threatened that there wouldn't be any football on a Friday night.
I'm just asking, how would you like to not have a football game to go to on a Friday night? Because if we are continually ignored, I know there's a lot of high school coach strategists and tacticians who would just as soon say, to hell with it. I'll stay home, I'll watch must-see TV or what have you.
Which is on Thursday nights.
Well, all right. right. You want to make a joke out of it.
No, you're the guy that said it. 1-800-449-8686. I'd be happy to field some phone calls for you, sir, Mr. Dozier. Or should I call you General?
No. Should I call you stupid? Because that's...
You know, this is where you've taken it, okay?
No, I've taken it to a very logical place. Because the Pentagon has not given me so much as a...
Go to hell.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say drop dead. So you're not that smart, are you? You thought I was going to say go to hell, and I said drop dead.
Maybe you said drop dead because I said go to hell first.
No, I didn't. I was going to say drop dead even before you said go to hell. So you aren't as smart as...
Well, whatever, man. 1-800-449-8686. He's a football coach, strategist, tactician, and the Pentagon hasn't called and consulted with the high school football coaches of America on how to handle this Afghan thing, and it's insulting. He says he's insulted. He's personally insulted. And the fact is that he thinks the whole operation in Afghanistan is foobar. 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy's name, Mike? Vernon Dozier. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
You don't take it seriously, man.
Were you ever in the military, sir?
Was I ever what?
Were you ever in the military? We're talking with Vernon Dozier. He's a high school football coach.
I've been in the military for 30 years.
And I'm not talking about coaching football. Have you been...
That's what I'm talking about. I coach football, which is exactly the same thing, perhaps even superior to military strategy. Every weekend, we go out and go to war. How often does the Army go to war?
Well, wait a second. The Army...
How often does the Army go to war? I'll tell you how often. About every time Halley's Comet goes by. Maybe they've been to war like five times in the history of the country. I go to war every Friday night. And every Friday night I see my soldiers going to battle. And every Friday...
Have you been in the military is my question.
I'm a football coach, yeah. I'm in the...
So you consider yourself to be in the military right now?
That's right. And not only that, they better start... It's given me so much as a...
Go to hell from the... I got it. Okay, let me go over to a phone call here, and...
I didn't want to take any phone calls.
I took your phone call, so you're going to take some phone calls. I'm sorry.
Look at it. There's nothing anybody's got to say to me.
Hold on. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Phil, I'm not in the military. I've never listened to any talk radio. I just turned it on. You deserve a medal for putting up with this idioticy. This is ludicrous. A college football,
sir, I have 30 years. 30 years.
Coach?
I've been a high school football coach, and for 30
I'll
years.
I'll tell you what. If somebody's falling asleep because you don't deserve to be a football coach.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't want my kid playing around you. I'll promise
Why?
You that.
Why is that?
I'm going to tell you what. You're nuts, man. Comparing a football game to this war?
Let me tell you something, my friend. How many times has the military gone to war? Maybe five times since the beginning of our country.
Let me tell you something.
But I go to war every Friday. A life. I've got a life. Every Friday night, I go to war.
If you think that comparing a high school football game to what's going on in Afghanistan...
Oh, are you calling it sissy or something? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just
Some kind of a sissy deal?
Let me tell you something, bud.
Sir,
I don't know if you... Are you going to coach high school football?
I've been coaching high school football for 30 years, and I would have played.
I certainly wouldn't want my kids
you never played,
an attitude like you.
You never... Coach Dozier, you never played football?
I had a bad knee.
So you never played?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, what's it supposed
to... You're talking about going to war. You never even played. You don't even know what war is really like.
Every Friday night, I watch those boys go out, and I don't know how many of them are coming back.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
How many are coming back?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like they'll die?
Have you been reading a newspaper, or do you guys just sit and play with your joystick? Kids have been dying on the football field this year. Yeah. Go ahead and laugh all you want about it.
You know, I tell you what.
You want to sit there and play with your joystick, you go right ahead.
Let me tell you something. You need to be someplace and play with a joystick because you don't need to be coaching kids that are trying to learn a lesson about football when you're talking about comparing it to war in Afghanistan.
Well, look at how many times do we go to war? Once a week. We know stuff. The military, they sit around and they play with their joystick. Football is not just a game anymore.
16 and 17-year-old kids.
Well, at least we're not sitting
in the ball down the field.
I'm not some general at an Air Force base playing with my joystick.
Boy, you know, you got on that kick after that whole not so much as a go to hell from the Pentagon. Listen, thanks for your call, whoever it was, Dan, I think. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
After 10 days short of 39 years in the military and retiring,
I did not know that I was taking phone calls.
Well, we're going to take some phone calls since I let you stay on the air so long. Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, 38 years, 11 months, 20 days of military service, retiring.
You ever played
having
football?
Having served in Vietnam for my tour and other places in the world.
Have you ever played football?
Yeah, I did when I was young.
All right.
And I went on to other things. And
I can't even hear you.
Okay, Richard, your car phone is a real piece of crap. Hold on. Jeff, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, where did you get this guy at? I wouldn't want this guy leading a Boy Scout troop. And like I said, I mean, granted, football coaches are excellent strategists, but there's a big difference between football strategy and military.
What is your military experience?
I was in the military.
Well, I'm not talking about peeling potatoes.
I didn't peel potatoes.
I'm talking about practical combat experience. What
combat experience have you had?
I've seen guys go out onto a football field and put their guts into it. All right, and this guy, what's your name, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have anything to say to me.
So
get
what?
Out of here.
So what? So what you're saying then is because I like to play Stratego that the Pentagon should call me.
No, they shouldn't, because you sit around yanking your joystick all day long. Yeah, you got that, son. And I would say that what you need to do is just stay there in front of your TV set and go get yourself another takeout pizza.
All right, let's look at. You can't be serious when you talk about a guy going to Vietnam or a guy going to war, and all of a sudden he is going to be compared to a guy out there coaching a football game.
I was on my knees when we got beaten by Mountain Christian, and I knew how it felt. Probably the firebombing of Dresden was very similar, going to a bomb shelter, and I was on my knees.
What were you doing on your knees after you lost a football game?
I was brought to my knees by the humility of it. And I stayed there in the pouring rain, and I allowed it to rain on me, because that was my penance. I was giving that to God. I let it rain on me for 3 hours. My wife came to pick me up, and I said, you go away. You come back about 1:30. The game ended at 10, and I had my wife pick me up at 1:30. I stayed on the field, kneeling there with the rain pouring on me. And that's how I felt. I did my penance.
Penance?
That's right, for losing that game. Now, the military can use a guy like me, because it's FUBAR over there.
Yeah, they need a real screwball, man. I mean, you sound like that guy from Dr. Strangelove. Michelle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Doctor who?
Strangelove.
Yeah.
I bet you and your friends are into that, huh? Strangelove. Yeah, you and all your friends.
Hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
My name is Michelle. What's
I got a woman who knows nothing of the tactical art of football or war.
Oh, you wait just a minute.
You
wait just a minute. I know a lot of things, and you are crazy.
You know about football?
I know about football. How could you possibly compare football to a war?
Because football is a war, Michelle.
Let me tell you something.
Guys get hurt.
You've been teaching and coaching
people,
for
you know
30
how many
years?
Guys have been killed
you've
playing
been teaching
football?
And coaching for
do you know how many
years
people die
long.
Every year playing football? Do you know how many people die every year playing football?
Yeah, they
about
die of heat stroke
about
and heart 300 problems.
A year.
300
a
year don't die.
Things. I'm a teacher.
You know
I know
a lot of
things.
Really? Wow. How many rings are around the planet Uranus?
You know what
yeah.
I want to know?
You know, here's
I want to know
that
what district you teach in.
What district? I'm at the Belmar Academy in Glendale. It's a private school. I've been coaching there.
Where the heck is that?
Glendale, California. You never heard of California, okay? If you get
yeah,
a map
I've
out,
heard of California.
Get a map
I'm just
out.
Trying
it's
to
the
think
one
about
the way
who
over
I
on the left.
About you.
You want to call my who?
And I also want to know.
You want to look at my what?
What are you
she
doing
say?
On a Friday Wait. Afternoon on the radio when you should be praying over your silly football team?
My team right now is getting ready. I
well,
had to take
what are
a break
you doing that's sitting on the phone?
Because you people, because I heard Mr. Hendry's show
Don't
and he was
you
pissing
say,
me
you
off.
People.
No, you people, you and all
you
of
what,
your colored
friends.
Let me
tell you
what,
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Oh,
I
Jesus,
traveling.
You had to say that, didn't you?
I'm traveling. Are I have never
traveling. Have you graduated?
A radio
right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.